Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the big show. I'm Jerry O'Lennon. I'll be your host up until the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. 1:30 if you're listening in the afternoon, 1 to 1:30. I'm with Katie Hansen at The Growing Place. Every Wednesday, we discuss issues. Just to give you some, just a basic, course. It's not really, we're not here to do therapy. But I think what we're here to do is give you some thoughts. And if you need therapy, if you need some help in certain issues, you might be able to identify some issues in your life and maybe seek help if you need it. Maybe not. But Gidea is the guest. She is a marriage and family counselor at The Growing Place. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So glad you're with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
I turn the mic up a little bit more. Say hi again.
Hi. Okay. Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
We love having you on. Again, Gidea is a licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. And for the last 3 weeks, this is our fourth week now, we've been talking about boundaries. And why don't you just kind of recap real quickly, what are boundaries and the importance of them?
Okay, and I'm getting my information from Cloud and Townsend's book, Boundaries. And they define a boundary as anything that differentiates you from someone else or shows where you begin and where you end. But as you know, if the listeners have been hearing the past three shows, it applies to many, many aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. What purpose do boundaries serve? If used productively, boundaries serve to protect individuals and their rights. So it's not a limitation. It's actually a protection of freedom. And what are some of the types of boundaries we've talked about? Our human bodies, our possessions, our time, geography, privacy, moral standards, ethical behavior, freedom to have our own thoughts, freedom to choose our own words, such as yes and no. And we know that comes with responsibility, and freedom to choose our own behaviors within boundaries.
Is there of the nine, we're going to go through three more today, and then we'll continue. There's nine more left, so we'll do three over the next three Wednesdays. But of the first nine, are there ones that you think are the most important that people need to set boundaries on?
Well, that is such a good question. You know, I would say for our American culture, human bodies, we don't take care of our bodies. Mm-hmm. We don't understand, the boundaries involved there. Our possessions tend to own us instead of us owning our possessions.
Yeah.
We all, we talked about cell phones and computers. We're all so time-driven, and we don't know how to carve out time for family, loved ones, rest, recreation.
It's probably different for each person.
It is. But I would say culturally speaking, and also moral standards and ethical behavior is an area where if you are a Christian on your countercultural, you're going to have a hard time keeping boundaries in those areas.
I was talking earlier on the shows. I mean, if you spend your day trying never to sin and think 24/7 about, I am never going to sin, it became wearisome.
Yeah.
Because it's just a constant thought process of saying, okay, I have to think positive. I can't do everything right. And not that I'm an avid sinner. I don't mean to suggest that, but I mean to say that sometimes when you're really concentrating about always wanting to do the right thing, it could sap some of your strength sometimes, honestly.
Yeah, it can.
Because there's so many things bombarding you.
Yeah.
You turn on the computer and suddenly something comes up that you don't even intend to look at, but it's there. So you're like, okay, I got to shut that down. And something else comes up. Okay.
Yeah.
And you hear something in the workplace. You see something and you're like,
that's the human body I was talking about,
it's
those boundaries.
Constant things that are coming at you.
At your senses, so definitely.
Let's get to today. We go to governmental laws and regulations. Now, this doesn't seem like this would affect an individual.
Oh, definitely. How about the lines in the parking lot, or the lines in the lanes, or the guardrails, or the traffic laws, or the Constitution? or the laws of the state of California, all the regulations we're under. These are boundaries, and the theory is they're meant to protect us, and most of the time they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we know what happens if we become a habitual lawbreaker.
Right.
You know, if you want to look at what it looks like to have very few boundaries, visit your local jail or prison.
Well, you know, even nothing that drastic. I could speak to this myself. I had a series where I had 3 traffic tickets in the span of 17 months.
Oh my goodness!
It really destroyed my insurance. I do believe that traffic tickets are, to a degree, a certain luck plays a role in it to a degree, but it forced me to say, I have to be very careful. I got to put on cruise control when I can. I have to pay more attention. Mm-hmm. It's not because you're willfully doing something that is
right.
wrong, but you're just not thinking.
Right.
And again, it's that constant being aware of the boundaries. And the good news, folks, I haven't had a ticket in 3 years. So my insurance is back to good standing. So I feel good about that.
Good for you.
But I think that's a great example where you have to set boundaries with certain government laws.
Yeah.
Because you can find yourself in a fix, in a pickle, like I did.
Yeah, and actually the laws and regulations are there as boundaries to protect us. I mean, I remember being in Iran in the late 1960s and the early 1970s, and they don't pay attention to traffic laws. All the boundaries, all the lines on the road and the traffic lights and the stop signs don't mean anything. So you can come up to an intersection and 3 cars are lined up in a row, side by side, to all turn left into one lane.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that. It is absolute insanity.
You know, I think, we'll take a break, and we got other things we want to discuss. We're speaking with Gidi Hansen about boundaries. We just talked about government laws and regulations. Next, workplace expectations. That's the next boundary we're discussing. We'll continue our chat here on KKXX. We'll be back in just a minute. Be right back.
Feel my way through the darkness. Guided by a beating heart, I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is live local talk.
So wake me up.
Welcome back to the show. Gidi Hansen is a licensed marriage and family therapist over at The Growing Place. And if you'd like to make an appointment with her or some counseling sessions or life coaches, I should say, you can give them a call. 588-0448, 588-0448. They've been having a seminar on boundaries, which has already just begun, so it's too late probably to get involved.
No, I don't.
You can still get in, I suppose. It's a seminar which takes place on in the evenings. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Wednesday evenings. I don't have the date. But if you want to give them a call, 588-0448. And really, when you're talking about The Growing Place, you're talking about if you're having issues or family matters, and it can be just about anything. Generally, it comes from a Christian perspective, but doesn't necessarily have to be. So we'll give the number again, but 588-0448. We're talking about boundaries. We just got through talking about government laws and regulations, and the other boundary we're discussing is workplace expectations. Okay.
Yes, workplace expectations, some of them are written, mm-hmm. and you're told what they are when you're hired,
mm-hmm.
like this is going to be your job as a broadcaster or mm-hmm. as a reporter or as a teacher. These are our expectations, and you sign a contract. But there are other expectations that are unspoken,
mm-hmm.
and one learns those. Anybody who's ever worked in an office with other people will know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you've worked in a restaurant, you know that the cook expects this, the manager expects that. Nothing was written in the contract. But if you know, with this boss, you can be a few minutes late and it's okay. With that boss, you'll get into a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have boundaries at work that if we want to keep our jobs mm-hmm. and excel in what we do, we need to pay attention to those boundaries.
Yes, yes. What happens when, and this kind of applies, I think, to the previous boundary on government laws and regulations, when those laws and regulations or the workplace expectations or requirements run contrary to your religious or personal beliefs?
Oh, that is a great question. Then we are being put to the test, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And really, you know, it can be even a person who's a secular humanist has beliefs and a value system mm-hmm. that may be greatly challenged by, say, the current regime that's mm-hmm. in Washington. And so everybody has to decide at one point, when will I intentionally violate a boundary so that I do not violate my conscience?
Yeah, that happened, I guess, last year with a registrar in Kentucky who was a devout Christian, and she was asked to sign marriage licenses involving same-sex couples. And she just said she couldn't do it. Now, I believe they've worked it out where they were able to say, okay, we're going to have another person do this. And I thought, and it was an interesting point because you wondered, you know, she could push it too far where she could lose her job.
And
some have done that. They were able to work it out and the law was able to accommodate her, which I thought was good. The state said, what we can do is have somebody else who has in good conscience decides they can't do this. And I thought that was interesting. So when you're talking about boundaries, now we're talking about pushing the limits of the boundary.
Sometimes we do. I have a friend who's a labor and delivery nurse for Kaiser. Mm-hmm. And for decades, she has been refusing to participate in abortions mm-hmm. because that takes place in the same department. Mm-hmm. And her nurses' union defended her conscience. Mm-hmm. And they got it into their contract with Kaiser that you cannot force nurses to do abortions if it's against their conscience.
It's a difficult call because there sometimes there are boundaries in the workplace where someone might say, and it might be a conscience thing. It might be something that involves their own bodily
like sexual harassment
that
or
could
something.
Or even somebody who says, you know what, I don't have the physical ability at my age anymore to do these type of things you're asking me. I cannot pick up 50-pound boxes and carry them around. I can't do this anymore. There's a physical boundary
that
conflicts with the boundary of what's expected in the workplace.
That can happen very often, yes.
And these are the type of issues that I suppose that mm-hmm. a life coach is able to talk about.
Because
there might reach a point where you need to say, okay, my age is preventing me from doing this. Is it the workplace's fault that I'm getting old and I can no longer do this? Do I need to look for another job?
Yes.
Or is there ways that things can be accommodating? And is there a situation where things are negotiable, where you could sit and how you approach somebody, how you approach your boss and say, this is my back is sore, my legs are sore, my hips are sore, I'm getting worried about my health. Is there somewhere else you can find a position for me that works for me?
Right.
I mean, these are all the kinds of... So this is a legitimate boundary. When I first
it
thought...
It is. Yeah. It is. And, you know, especially the unspoken expectations.
Uh-huh.
Like you're hired and you're told this is a 9-to-5 job, and then you realize like 10 minutes to 5, you're given a new assignment.
Uh-huh.
And you're told this has to be completed by tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Right.
So as an employee, sometimes a person's boundaries can be violated and they need to be assertive enough to speak up or at least negotiate different hours or different pay.
Mm-hmm. That's a difficult thing in the profession that I'm in. I know that often,
yes.
especially where there's, you know, or a police officer might be a good example,
or a pastor, or a doctor,
right? And that also conflicts with one of the other boundaries, which is time.
Yes.
Where you're like, wait a minute, I have so much time to spend with my family, my kids. How do I negotiate the time with what the work expectations are? There's a lot to consider. We're going to take a break. We've got one more boundary we're going to discuss today with Dee Dee Hansen at The Growing Place, and that boundary is friendship rules and roles. We'll continue or wrap up our chat for today right after this break.
come a long, long way together. Through the hard times.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
All right, we're talking boundaries with Gidi Hansen, a licensed marriage and family therapist in Chico over at The Growing Place. And she's my guest always on Wednesdays, and we learn so much from her, such sage advice. And she always gets embarrassed when I say that, but she's very wise. And I do recommend it if you're looking for some help to contact The Growing Place. Gidi in particular, but they have many good life coaches.
We have great people.
A lot of people there besides her, but she's a good one. And their number is 588-0448, 588-0448. The last boundary we're going to talk about today is friendship rules and roles. Okay. I have personal things involved in this. I have friends where there's certain rules and roles that are played in a friendship. I'll let you start.
Well, okay. So, you know, a number of us have different kinds of friends. We don't usually think of them as rules and roles, but we think of them, you know, this is the friend that I do this with, or this is the friend I do that with. And again, the thing to pay attention to here are the unspoken rules and roles.
Okay, tell me about that.
And so sometimes you find yourself in relationships where you're always the one doing the listening.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pitfall for counselors and life coaches, and I suppose for many other people. And so you find that, you know, well, maybe I never have an opportunity to talk, or I never have an opportunity to share.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like, you know, this is an unfair boundary, but that's the rule and that's my role.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try to push on that and kind of break out of that, the other person may get very upset with you.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like, no, you're the person that I always tell my troubles to. What's the matter with you? You're not supposed to have any troubles of your own.
Right.
That's a kind of an unbalanced, unhealthy relationship. Whereas we can have other relationships and other friendships where there's a mutual sharing and a mutual caring and a mutual support. And so the rules and roles in that friendship are much more balanced and healthy.
I had an experience just the other day, actually yesterday, with a friend who is going through some health issues, and he's gotten some advice from some doctors, and I read the report, and basically the report said that this patient didn't say it, but is being difficult and doesn't want to take any risk of maybe taking a potential cancer treatment, even getting a biopsy, because he is concerned of what happened to him and his relatives, and he saw how it didn't work out for them. So he's saying he wants a guarantee. And I love this man. He's just a wonderful man. He's struggled his life. He's 10 years older than I am. And so I was speaking with him, and I don't think I went past the boundary. I think I went right up to it. And I said, give his name. I said, I don't want to hear any more about guarantees. There are no guarantees of anything. The only guarantee you could ask from a physician is that they'll do the very best they can, that they'll treat you like they're your son or your father or your brother, and give you that level of care. But no one's going to give you a result of a guarantee. So I knew this. You know this. I think most people, he wasn't used to hearing this.
Right.
And I think he needed to hear it from a friend. So I think there was a boundary which I had to go to try to get him off the stick and say,
yes,
you're living in a different world here, and you can't, there are no guarantees. I mean, there's just another example, I think, of where you have a friendship and how far you can take that boundary. I've always said in friendships, a true friend will tell you if you have bad breath, literally.
Yes,
A friend will say, you know what, Jerry, you had too much coffee this morning.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a good friend that tells me that.
Yes.
And I think maybe, but sometimes for others, that's going past the boundary.
Well, for others, they feel very uncomfortable, and they don't feel that they can speak up in those areas. But, you know, I always love it when people point that stuff out. It's very embarrassing, you know, like if you have toilet paper stuck to your shoe or something like that.
That happened 2 weeks ago.
You know, and you're just so grateful for those people who come up to you and whisper in your ear and tell you that.
Your fly is open.
Yeah.
Your fly is open. Your pants leg is in your sock. You look kind of like a nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. It's better when they tell you that.
Yes.
When you go past the boundary.
You go past the boundary if you feel your boundaries are being violated and you don't like where the boundaries are.
Yeah.
And you speak up for yourself and you advocate for yourself. Or if you have a friend who's two-faced, you know, who's presents as being very friendly and on your side in your presence and then behind your back spreads all kinds of lies about you and your other friends come and tell you what those lies are, then you realize this is not a safe friend.
Right.
This is not good.
You know what I've learned, Gidi, is from talking with you and all of this and the boundaries and every discussion we have is that there's no one size fits all.
No,
rule.
No cookie cutters.
There really aren't. I mean, there are so many variables that come into play in terms of people's personalities, their experiences, their relationships with people. There is no the way I treat you as a friend is different than the way I would talk to my other buddy who I was just referring to before.
Yes.
I would never need to say that to you. That would need to be said to him, but the friendship is still the same. There's still a sincere friendship there. So it's interesting how we kind of, and I think that's part of our mission too, is to kind of say, I have to treat different people different ways. Sometimes you can't treat everybody the same always.
No, you can't use the same strategies because we're all different, but you can use a lot of the same principles.
Yeah.
Like I will respect this person. I will respect myself. I will agree to disagree, you know, I will be kind. There's certain principles we can try to employ, but how they are applied and what they look like in each case can be very individual.
Uh-huh. One more reminder, we have just another minute left in the show or so, but there are seminars that take place with the Growing
Place. Yes, if the listeners check our website, pgplace.org, or call the Growing Place. You'll find out what's happening at the moment.
588-0448. We're out of time for this Wednesday. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks so much, Gidi.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more Live Local Talk. We appreciate you listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. So long, everyone.